Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, today in Making Your Money Work, we're looking at the impact of compound interest, what it is and why does it matter. CEO at Fairstone Ireland and personal finance expert Paul Merriman joins us now. Paul, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
And the main question is, why did I not listen and learn this when I was in secondary school? And yet here it is, still coming back to me.
Yeah, I think this is the big one for everybody, actually. This is stuff we should have learned at school. But there is a kind of TikTok trend going around where people are asking questions about what's called compounding interest, and they're using weird calculations, amazing calculations, to get the message across to people. And I love this one. So okay, I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you today. So, if you had 1 cent today and you doubled it every day for 30 days, what would you have at the end of 30 days? So, 1 cent today, 2 cent tomorrow, 4 cent the next day. Give us that.
I'm going to say 500 grand.
5.368 million.
What?
Yeah. So, I'm going to put this on my Instagram page afterwards. I think it's amazing. So, if you look at it for argument's sake, your 1 cent today becomes 2 cents, then 4 cents, then 8 cents. So, by the time you get to a kind of the 10th day, you're at €5.12. This is really similar to people when they start pension plans, to be fair. They started off with contributions, and after 5 or 6 or even 10 years, you don't notice much of a difference because it all happens in the last part. So towards your 25, your 30 years in the pension plan. So if you look at day, say, 18, you've got €1,300. Then you've got 2,600 because you're doubling that.
Yes.
And then right the way down to day 26, you've only, not saying only, but compared to the 5 million, you've got 335,000, which becomes 600,000, which becomes 1.2, which becomes 2.4 nearly, and then 5.3. So you're compounding the vast majority of this 1 cent. Most of the growth is done, the phenomenal growth is done in actually the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So I love this example because it really shows what happens if you stick to a long-term plan. This is 1 cent a day. But it's the same if you do 1 cent a year for 30 years. Now, obviously, you're trying to double. You're not going to double your money. There's a bit of, obviously, from a disclosure point of view, it's very difficult to get double your return. But it's just showing you the impact and how long you have to wait, I suppose, for money to compound the right way.
I was waiting to hear this scheme where we just put in 1 cent and in 30 days we have five million.
We might have a shout out to Simon Harris for the new savings and investment accounts coming to see if that's what they're going to happen. But no, obviously doubling your money is very difficult to do. But it shows that if you can do this over a long period of time, if you look at the vast majority, the same when it looks at pensions and investments, it's starting off, it's slow, it's slow progress, but once you stick to the plan and you stay there for that full term, I always say to people, I think practically anybody in their 30s and even 40s today, and even 50s, depending on how aggressively you want to go at investing, it's relatively easy to get towards that €1 million pot, but you just need time on your horizon. So the thing is to start young, or the thing is to start like aggressively then when you're maybe in your 40s or 50s, so you have a shorter time frame. So it is, I'm not saying easy to do, but once you have time on your side in the financial plan, it's really important. And actually, you know, we could talk about contributions, we'll talk about tax relief and lots of really good things for financial planning. But time is actually the biggest compounding factor that so many people miss out on because you just don't do it quick enough.
And I do think a lot of us here in Ireland get the idea of saving, putting money away,
sure,
and having a rainy day fund,
yes,
and all of that. But then we're leaving it sitting in a savings account and we're not making it work hard for
us. There's about 180 billion sitting there at practically 0%, which is a staggering amount of money because the banks aren't passing the full interest on to consumers, which is incorrect in my opinion. But yeah, you need to get into that long-term investment piece. And to be fair, in that example, we haven't looked at tax. So if you put tax on top of that, like a pension has no tax, where an investment account will have tax, either exit tax at 38% on the growth, or else it will have 33% if you're buying stuff like property direct shares. So the pension is so important because it's tax-free growth, and typically people allow their pension to compound because they can't touch it until they're 60, typically speaking. So it's a really good idea to do. But I thought on today's show we'd take a few examples. We worked with Andrea over the last number of weeks in relation to trying to educate listeners as much as we can on financial planning. The next one we're going to look at then is the mortgage overpayment. Now, I know I do this all the time, but I thought it'd be good to kind of give listeners an idea of it again. If you have a €400,000 mortgage over 30 years, and about a 3.4% interest rate, which is probably average in the marketplace, a bit low maybe, you're going to pay back the bank, you're going to borrow 400,000, you're going to pay back the bank just under 640K. So it's almost 238 grand just in interest. So almost a quarter of a million just gone in interest to the bank or the banker just to have the mortgage. if you can overpay by one mortgage repayment a year, so on that figure, the monthly figures here, about 70 and 73 a month is a repayment, you can make one mortgage payment a year, or else €146 a month overpayment on your mortgage. You're going to save yourself 3.5 years off your mortgage term, which is great for financial planning if you're trying to retire early, but you're also going to save yourself about €33,000 in interest. So financial planning doesn't have to be out the millions, the 5 million we spoke about at the top of this segment, but it can be as low as that €150, €140 a month can make a massive impact on your future as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be the big 10,000s, the 100,000s, the millions. Obviously, it's great if you have that to invest. But we're trying to make sure that people understand you can really put a really good financial plan in place by just starting with that kind of €100 a month, €200 a month, £50 a week. That will really make a dint. And the biggest place probably to make that dint is probably your mortgage. And that's a 400,000, which isn't far off the average mortgage size in Ireland. So another thing we'd be really encouraging people to do with a financial plan is pensions are great, investments are great, you know, have an emergency fund, all the things we talked about on the show for the last number of weeks. But knowing how to utilise your additional income, if you have any. So like I said, it doesn't have to be thousands. If you have a couple of £100 a month, where's the most impact? And that really comes down to what your own financial goals are. So if you have a mortgage, a lot of people are taking 30-year mortgages now for the affordability for the bank. Not really practical if you're in your even 30s or even 40s to be taking, because you're going to be working till 70 probably to pay it off. You also don't want to be retiring and using your pension to pay your mortgage out of your head, because you're not going to have much left over. So yeah, trying to look at the financial plan and saying, right, why don't we try and kill the mortgage at 60 or 65? And if you can bring it back to younger than 60, it's going to give you way better flexibility in those later years towards retirement to maybe enjoy it and not be stressed.
So anytime you get a lump sum, this is the biggest question that always comes in, do you take it off your mortgage to reduce those payments?
I think you're trying to do a number of things. I think number one, if a lump sum comes in, you want to have your emergency funds up. You need some money set aside for an emergency. The second thing you want to do is kill any kind of high interest debt. So anything like car loans, personal loans that are probably 6, 8 or even 10% on interest per annum. And then after that, you're looking at, don't forget the pension has tax relief. So you're going to get a bigger bang for your buck than the pension. But the practicalities are people do want to be mortgage free before they get to retirement age, or certainly if they're going towards 70 years of age with a mortgage. So it's going to be a case by case basis. But any lump sum, that's why financial planning is always the best important thing to do, because it's hard to say on the radio, or it's hard to say to anybody, you know, no, definitely put it off the mortgage or definitely put it off the pension.
Because depends on the person.
It depends on the person, their overall financial goals. It depends on what's really important to them, rather than what might sense just the spreadsheet. You
and
know?
It does come down to human behaviour. We don't have confidence in ourselves. We don't have the knowledge.
Exactly.
So, you know, hire somebody who does. Lots of questions are coming in for you. Can I throw some at you?
Yeah, of course you can.
I'm 62 and could put 20 grand away for 10 years. What should I do?
Again, it depends. For 10 years, I'm going to stay steered away from the likes of credit unions, Ampost, even Irish banks. So if you have no emergency fund, maybe putting 5 or 6 thousand aside into something like Raisin.ie, where you get really good high yielding deposit accounts, or European banks as you go through Raisin.ie to get access to. And then the remaining should be investing it. Now, if that person has no pension, is going to be working for the remaining 8 or 9 years, or 10 years, they said, they should be using paid pensions as well, because they're going to get tax relief on that money. So if they're on the higher rate of income tax, they're going to get a 40% rebate on the contributions. So if you put 10,000 into the pension revenue, you're going to send them 4 back. There's various rules around, do I have a company pension plan, or do I have contributions already going in? So you have to look at those limits. But yeah, the pension's probably going to give them the biggest bang for their buck. Or again, if they have a mortgage outstanding that's nearly cleared, are you better off clearing the mortgage and taking that monthly repayment and contributing that into the pension plan? So there's loads to do. But I think having that type of lump sum, again, back to your original question, is trying to spread it around the number of parts of your finances. And you can do that easily with €20,000.
Lovely. Sounds like a good position to be in. Yeah. Our mortgage is €2,200 a month. I've 33 more years on it. How much could we save if we overpaid it? Do banks let you overpay?
Yes, so most banks do let you overpay. Some are quite peculiar. The best bank is probably Avant. Avant allow you pay over 10% of the balance. So what was the balance in that account? Was it
33 years more on it is all they said.
Oh yeah, so I need to know the amount of standard, the interest rate to give those calculations. But let's just say it was a couple of €100,000, €200,000. Avant let you pay 10% of the balance outstanding, so €20,000 without charging an interest, a penalty rather, if you're in a fixed rate. Where Bank of Ireland only pay 10% of the repayment. So it's a much smaller amount. The likes of Permanent TSB will require you to change your term, which is kind of complicated. AIB aren't that flexible either. So it depends on your bank. But I'd recommend anybody to reach out to the bank and let them know they're in a position to pay more and how they do it. So sometimes it's reducing the term, and sometimes it's flexibility, is that 10% with Bank of Ireland, or the maximum flexibility with Avant of 10% of repayment. Can't give that person calculation, but I can tell them they're definitely going to save thousands on interest and knock months or years off their mortgage. So it's a really good thing to do. If you want to drop us a DM over the Ask Paul Instagram page with their mortgage balance, their interest rate, the term left, we can give them the calculation of what they save.
The balance is 400 grand at 3%.
Okay, let's get that. So let's go one second, get this onto the... I actually have my laptop here.
I'm glad he's not doing this off the top of his head, because that's how you seem to behave, Paul, and it unnerves me.
But it is all in my head, to be fair. Actually, this is a good one, because we have the calculation here. So what is the balance? It's 400,000. The interest rate was?
3%.
3%. That's a really good rate. And then the term?
33 more years left.
33 more years. Okay, great. And did he ask for how much they wanted to overpay, boy, or just ask him
They're paying 2,200 a month at the moment.
Yeah, okay. So that's a slightly over. So 33 years at 3% interest rate. So I think the interest rate might be wrong here. It should be only 15.92 a month. But let's look at that case. 400,000, 3% interest rate, 33 years. If they overpay by €200 per month on that situation, they're going to save themselves 44,000 in interest and 69 months over 5 years off their mortgage for 50 quid a week.
I mean, it's a and yes.
That's a really good part to start with a financial plan, because it's something tangible. I think sometimes it's like, if you look at a spreadsheet, Claire, the spreadsheet would say the pension is the best option because of tax relief, compound interest, etc. But to somebody's personal life, they might want to clear that mortgage quicker. Yeah. So it's never about like, well, I can give somebody the best solution on a spreadsheet, but the idea of having a financial planner is they get to know you and your goals and your hopes, your aspirations. So that's really important, the DNA of the financial plan, because, okay, the pension is great, but this might mean more to that client. And that's where it comes into it. So that's, like I said, I think their interest rate might be wrong at 3%. It might be a little bit higher. But if there is someone on 3% mortgage of 400K, you're going to save, yeah, over 5 years off your mortgage and over 44K in interest, which
is
phenomenal.
And it's great to hear it like that, because I think our attitudes to money really feeds into this. As you said, it goes back to human behaviour and human psychology. We just get stuck in the... And I say this with the greatest of sensitivity. Some people are struggling to put food on the table, 100%. But we get stuck in an idea of we just have to, you know, work to pay. And sometimes you need to, as you were saying, make your money work for you. And with 100%. A simple tweak.
Simple tweaks. And that's what's really important on today's segment, is that it's never like, okay, we're really lucky in our business that we have clients that have a substantial amount invested with us. And it's great. But we've also built the practice on the basis of being able to hopefully look after everybody. So it doesn't have to have a certain income, you don't have a certain occupation, etc. So financial planning is accessible to everybody, and sometimes, I know €50 is a lot of money on a weekly basis for some people, for the vast majority of people, and listeners, it won't be. So that €50 can just make an impact. And that's just one small dent in your financial plans. So if you start there, and then next year you're able to increase by another 50 and start a pension plan or start an investment account for your kids' education, you know, it doesn't need to be the tens of thousands or millions to have a financial plan. That's the really important part of this.
Lots of people are saying our bank won't let us overpay, hurdles at every time.
Yeah, you have to push the banks on this. What you might need to do with some of the banks is reduce your terms. So let them know that you want to reduce your terms. You have a 25-year mortgage, if reduced down. So in that case, that mortgage was over 33 years left, and we're after saving them 5 years. So they can just go into the bank, rather than making the overpayment, the bank can put it down to a 28-year term, and they get the same savings because they'll be paying more. So it's not an overpayment, it's like a restructure of the mortgage. But also, if the bank doesn't let you switch, you should be switching bank anyway. You don't be staying with the same bank for too long. There's a lot of banks out there looking at really competitive, like Avant have come into the marketplace and really shook it up. You know, part of the Bank of Tier Group in Spain, they're bringing these kind of European style mortgages to the country, where you can, you know, extend up to 70 years of age, but also you can get that flexibility where you can pay over 10% of your balance, which is phenomenal flexibility to have in a mortgage.
That's another reason I think you need an expert in your corner, giving you the right language and the confidence to push through on this. Paul, as usual, a genius. Thank you very much for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Paul Merriman, CEO at Fairstone Ireland and personal finance expert. Sorry we didn't get to all your questions, but Paul will be back soon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.